Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Ace Cub wine reporter, Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, a pleasure to see you, Jonathan.
It is summer and we are going to talk about Sauvignon Blanc today, from the totally affordable to the unaffordable.
Well, maybe not unaffordable, but special treat.
Yes, good call. I like your sense of diplomacy and tact, something I don't have. Well, let us talk about the 2011 Aroma Sauvignon Blanc from the Maule Valley in Chile. This was a very nice summer coiffer for $12 a bottle. Lots of nice grapefruit, a bit of effervescence. Solid, I thought.
Bright, zingy, a little bit like Vino Verde because it has that spritz to it. Very nice for the price.
I thought so too. Now, if you are a little bit flusher this particular time of the year, may I recommend the 2009 Puy Fumé from Domaine Pascal Jolivet. This was raised in very interesting soil. It was 50% chalk, 30% flint, and 20% limestone. It had beautiful acid. It was an elegant wine. Puy Fumé is not cheap. It was $40 a bottle, but if you're looking for what Sauvignon Blanc is at its most elegance, this is a nice example.
It has gorgeous minerality in this, and some stone fruit like apricot. So again, maybe not as searing as the grapefruit that you'd find in Sancerre, but it was lovely. And we don't really see a lot of Puy Fumé. I think it's not as popular as it once was, and there's just not a lot made, and it's a little bit more expensive.
Now, speaking of a little bit more expensive, if you are feeling flush, the 2010 Indigène Puy Fumé from Domaine Pascal Jolivet. This was a $70 bottle of wine. This had some nice complexity. It was essentially the equivalent of a Premier Cru from Puy Fumé, a very, very small acreage that was used to make this wine. Very limited production. If you're looking for a boutique and very fine example of Sauvignon Blanc, you can go for Indigène.
Indigène is made from vines that are 80 years old. It's kept in the tank for a year on its lees, so it intensifies in flavor. It's not filtered. It's very concentrated, bright flavor, some lemon rind, and all that comes at a price, which is
$70.
$70.
Ay, yay, yay. But, you know, as you say, special occasion. So, but from $12 to $70, some nice options for nice Sauvignon Blanc this summer. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.